This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what happened in this terror attack.
Okay, so if you remember a couple of years ago, the horrific terror attack on the Charlie Hebdo, the satirical magazine that also morphed the next day into an attack on the kosher store in which 17 people were massacred by Islamist terrorists. They were very upset that Charlie Hebdo had, you know, continually published cartoons of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. So now we have the trial a couple years later of the people who survived from that attack, the attackers who survived and that they caught. And during that attack, there was a school teacher about 20 miles outside of Paris who was educating his students about free expression and freedom of speech. And in the process, he showed them the cartoons that Charlie Hebdo had published. Now, he told the Muslim students if they thought they were going to be offended, that they could look away. Word got out about this, and he was threatened mercilessly with death until finally this 18-year-old immigrant who had come as a refugee from child. He was actually from Moscow, but his background is from Chechnya, which are very radicalized Islamists oftentimes, and came, waited for him at the outside of the school, started following him on foot, stabbed him with this huge long knife in the head a few times until he finally beheaded him, posted it on his Twitter account with all sorts of epithets against French President Macron and the, you know, the French infidels and the dogs, until he was finally killed when he was shooting at police resisting arrest. So that's the upshot of the story.
So here's a question, and this is a question that I grapple with. Just because we can doesn't mean we should. Just because the laws in France say that you can publish, you know, in terms of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, just because you can technically publish a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, should you? If you know it's going to upset people, why do it? I'm trying to get my head around that.
Well, I hear what you're saying. Look, I'm originally American, and we have a very, very strong relationship with freedom of speech and freedom of the press. And what defines real freedom of speech is the ability to say or publish something that somebody else might not like and that you might be offended by. And I think that it's so important, because once you already ask that question, should we, then you're already putting yourself into a self-censorship situation. And very, very quickly, it's a slippery slope until you have no rights, you have blasphemy laws, things like that. So I would never tell somebody what to do, because it's obviously life-threatening. But I think that it's very important that a society maintains its ability to do this, even at the risk of offending someone. And, you know, without offending someone, there's no dialogue. It's just one side wins.
Yeah. So what I'm really saying is that it's almost as though it's put there to outright offend somebody, that was the intention. It was not about freedom of speech. You know, self-censoring is not necessarily a bad thing, Meira. I mean, how often have you said to yourself, geez, I wish I hadn't said that?
Yes, I definitely agree with you in the personal realm, but in the political realm, I mean, I'm a big fan of dignified speech and things like that. But I think that you have to see this in the context of what has been going on historically in France, that what's happened is that the Islamists have a huge foothold there. France is also extremely different. I don't know what the laws are like in South Africa, but France is very, very different from America in terms of this whole idea of the separation of church and state and this idea of secularism, which is almost like a religion for them. America, we say you can be religious. It's just that the state can't favor one religion over another. In France, it's like they don't want this type of religious expression in any type of public sphere. So, you know, you've seen something that would never happen in America, the, you know, banning of of being able to wear like head coverings that are, you know, from religions, whether it be the hijab or a yarmulke or, wearing a cross or something like that. If you are a school teacher or if you work in the public sphere. So I don't agree with that type of censorship either.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm very American.
I hear it.
But what you see in France is that the Islamists have really taken over the conversation. They, you know, the Salafists have a huge foothold. The population has gotten very, very radicalized. And it's getting to the point where there's not going to be any France left in France.
Well, that becomes a question. How do you hold on to your own culture? But that is a question for another day or an article on your website. Meira Svirsky, that's where we leave it. Thank you very, very much. And it's always a pleasure speaking to you. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.